Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 138. In this show, we're going to be talking something I'm pretty passionate about, how to launch and market your membership website successfully in 2025. 2026 approaching. It's never been a better time to get into e-learning. It's still a growing market. I think we've got some really good points here. I've been thinking about this for a while. I've got my great co-host with me, Kurt. Kurt, would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Certainly, Jonathan. My name is Kurt von Annen. I own an agency called Mañana No Más, and we focus on membership and learning websites, as well as work directly with the WP Tonic team.
That's fantastic. And like I say, in this episode, we're going to be talking about a set of steps that I feel if you really follow them, you can have a successful launch of your membership website. I'm still amazed at the amount of people that don't really think about a successful launch. It's something that should be off top of your mind when you're thinking of building a membership-based business on e-learning. But before we go into the meat and potatoes of this show, I got a message from one of our major sponsors.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning fast load times, enterprise grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy to use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Coming back, I also want to point out that we've got a fantastic course developed by Kurt himself that shows you how to build a membership website from beginning to end on WordPress utilizing the most modern WordPress technology. It will save you a ton of time and hassle. You can get this great course at half price. It's normally around $49, but you can get it at half price. And if you buy the course, you will get a coupon code that will take 50% off a host starter hosting package from WP Tonic. So it's a great offer. You can get this by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals. wp-tonic.com/deals. And there's a load of other goodies there as well. What more could you ask for? I don't know, really. So, before I start rambling, I gave you the show notes, and I go, what are your initial thoughts on all this, Kurt?
I'm going to sound all crystal and pyramids today on you, Jonathan. I'm going to, instead of saying, oh, you know, first this, second that, third this, fourth, like give you a list of things to do. And the research you did for the show notes was great because a lot of those are like that, like how to create your membership, how to do this, how to launch. Folks, it comes down, I hate to be like this, but because I'm not naturally this kind of person, but it's mindset. It really comes down to mindset. Where are you at? Are you willing to do the work? Are you prepared to do the work? Are you open to suggestion? You have to have the right mindset in order to find success in this marketplace. This is more difficult than it sounds like, and especially when there's these really scammy ads that come to you directly to your phone or your computer that say, you know, set it and forget it. Let us show you how to make a course and just count the money after that, because that's not really how it works. And so I think if you have the proper mindset and you follow the steps, the instructions, I think you have a much better chance of finding success.
Yeah. Can't be guaranteed 100% because no business, anything that you try in life isn't guaranteed. But I think if you really listen to this episode and If you want a consultation with either me or Kurt, you can go to the WP Tonic and book an initial consultation with me. And then some of it will be done by Kirk as well. And we can hold your hand and help you get a successful launch. Sorry, I interrupted you. What else was you going to say?
I was in the middle of interrupting you, actually. What gets me about what you just said, there's no guarantees, there's no that. That's absolutely true. I get this one ad that keeps coming to me, and it infuriates me. I think that's why it comes to me so often. It says you need a mobile app to have your course and all these things. And it basically says, you get this app and we guarantee you success. And I'm thinking, you have no idea what the content is, what the thoughts are, who the audience is. Like, there's no way to guarantee success. This idea that, oh, just put an app on your phone and you're going to make money is ludicrous. You have to have a plan. You have to have content structure. All of this stuff is super important, and you have to follow the steps in order to find the success.
Yeah. So I'm going to be quite controversial here, folks, to start off with. I don't think it really matters what platform you're going to choose to build your membership website when it comes to this particular subject. And there's a lot of SaaS platforms out there that really, I don't think they directly say it, but they almost get there, that say, if you choose our platform, what I'm going to outline in this episode happens automatically. And nothing could be further from the truth. And they really push the envelope in their wording to give the impression that you use this particular platform, that particular platform. It could be WordPress. It could be some of the leading SaaS platforms out there. I'm not going to name a particular one in this particular section of the show, but they really do kind of say, choose our platform, and that kind of guarantees you're going to have a successful launch. And it doesn't. You could choose whatever platform, or the majority of them. Some of them are better than others, and having a platform. And this applies to WordPress as well. So what's your response to what I've just said, Kurt?
Well, for the most part, I agree with you, Jonathan. Again, I think it comes down to preparation, mindset, and work. And when I say work, I mean putting in the work to build the audience, to build the content, to follow through, to pay attention, to be cognizant. And so whether that's in Mighty Networks, Circle, Podia, Kajabi, or a wonderful platform built by WP Tonic and WordPress, the tool isn't as important as the message and the effort behind the message.
Yeah. So let's go. So a lot of people, when they get the idea, we're going to build a course based on our experience, on our knowledge, which is a fantastic idea. They then get sucked into what platform are we going to use? And then a lot of the people that we talk to decide that it's going to be WordPress, which is an excellent idea. But then they get sucked into what are all these plugins and which ones are best? And a lot of them can spend a month, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months looking at all the tools out there. At WP Tonic, we've chosen all the best tools for you and we supply them all. So first of all, you don't have to waste all that time. But then they waste a lot of time, and they normally try multiple WordPress solutions. Then when they've chosen their stack, they then worry about the way the course will look or the way the website. Now, don't get me wrong, you need a decent looking website in 2025. But WordPress has a load of themes and starter websites that can help you. At WP Tonic, we've got a whole library of them. Plus, you've got the power of AI now, which we will show you, or we can help you get it set up very quickly. So there's no real excuse not to have a really decent looking website. should you at this stage spend ages on the button size on the most minute element of your website, the spacing between form elements? No. That will not at this stage be where you should be spending a lot of your energy. But on the other hand, you do need a good looking website. So what should you be worried about? Not worried, but your aim should be on. Well, are you building your own tribe? Are you building influence? Are you building credibility online? There's no excuse. You could be making videos. You could be joining forums. There's a lot of things. Reddit. There are a lot of different online platforms, Facebook groups, LinkedIn. It's all over the internet where you could be influencing and building a audience for your upcoming course. How would you respond, Kurt?
Well, I kind of go back to just a line of thinking, and it's a lot like when you were dating. If you were dating somebody and you didn't tell your parents about them, that was pretty much a sign that you were on the wrong track, right? If you have an idea to launch a membership site and it's the best kept secret and you don't share it with anybody and you don't pre-build an audience for it, and you don't, and if you think you need to build it in secret and then release it, it's the wrong path, right? Most things that we want to keep secret, we're keeping secret for another reason. We're embarrassed. It's not ready yet. It's whatever. But you have to build that audience before you get moving on it.
But on the other hand, it doesn't have to be enormous, folks.
No.
This is a audience that you're going to do a pre-launch to.
Yeah. An inkling of a concept.
Do you have a list of influencers in your core subject? Let's say you've chosen your subject, and we could have a whole show about, and it's really finding the key subject of your first course is helped by developing an audience, because if you're involved in these forums, these Facebook groups, the Reddit, LinkedIn, YouTube, you then should be writing down what are the consistent problems and worries of your target audience are having. And your course should be not what I call war and peace. It should be laser focus. Your first course in solving one or two main problems that you observe in your target audience. What do you reckon, Kurt?
Well, I agree, but to focus more on the actual question that you led with, and that's do you have a list of influencers in your course subject area? When I am consulting with clients, I'll ask a question that's very similar to that. And invariably they'll be like, well, no one's doing what we've done, or we're totally new, or this, ours is a little bit different. And it's like, I'm not asking you to tell me why you're different. Do you know who the experts are in your space? And that is a super important question. Because once you identify who the experts are in your space, yes, it's great to know how you are different from them, but you need to identify who those experts are, who their audience is, and if that audience is potentially part of your audience. How did that person build that audience? How did they attract that audience? And you're going to be looking for certain ways to duplicate those efforts, because you have to build that same audience for yourself.
Yeah. And why I'm saying this, because fundamentally, you wanted to do outreach to these influencers before you've even built the course. You need to say to them, I'm thinking of building a course. I'm thinking I'm do a podcast, invite these people on your podcast, or you've got a YouTube channel and you're just going to invite them to your YouTube channel for an interview. Or you say, I'm just looking for some advice. I'm thinking of doing, some people won't respond. They're not interested. But a lot of people, if you just arrange a quick Zoom with them and give them an outline, a lot of people are really happy to give you some quick advice. And there's a way to do outreach. One tip, if you're listening to a lot of influencers and there's something they say in a particular video or on their podcast that really relates to you and you implement it, give them a shout out through X, I still call it Twitter, or whatever social media that I listened to your podcast, I learned from what you suggested and I implemented it. That's a great icebreaker that will get them on your radar, you on their radar. What do you reckon, Kurt?
Well, absolutely true. I mean, I'm thinking of a story from just today. I'm part of a networking group in a Slack channel, and one of the new members of that Slack channel was having difficulties in setting up bricks. And so he jumped into Slack and said, "Where's the expert for WordPress in this group?" Everyone said, "Talk to Kurt." He DM'd me and I spent 40 minutes DMing him and training him how to set up his bricks properly. There are tons of people in the space that whatever space you're in, there are tons of people within that space that are generous, that'll recognize, oh, here's another professional. Here's a peer in the space. I can share a little information with them. And it's good to get to know people, both if you're established or if you're new in the space. And so don't assume everybody is your enemy. A lot of times you can forge relationships with people and you can leverage those relationships to further propel your success through the launch process.
Build your email list with a passion. It's something that I failed at. I've got to admit, I've got a small list. It should be a lot bigger than what it is. I don't think it's that easy. Somebody that we both like a lot, and Chris Badger, he's got a list of over 10,000 people. I wish I had that list, because that list, but you don't need a 10,000 list, folks. You just need a list of people that I'm going to be utilizing this term quite a bit in this episode, that are at bottom of funnel. I will explain what that term means a bit later on, folks, but you need a list of people, a couple hundred maybe, that, like I say, are at bottom of funnel. And how do you identify people bottom of funnel? Well, you do that through a couple landing pages, having a lead magnet that really resonates with the target audience, and then promoting it through your social media and that. So preparing a small but a list that might convert for your first course. Is this making sense, Kurt?
It's making sense, but I think for people new to the space, we might need to give a little more context. You already admitted mail lists what was a little painful for you. It was really painful for me, Jonathan. I had to learn the hard way. I grew and assembled my mail list to over 6,000 people. And it was from all walks of life. People I went to church with when I lived in Colorado, like, and that was over a decade ago, right? And so I had all these people on this list, and people would like email. Sometimes I'd get a response, "Oh, thanks for the email. It's very nice, blah, blah, blah." And I'd look at who sent it back and I'd go, "Oh my God, I haven't talked to them in 12 years, right? And it was like, why? These people have nothing to do with my business, nothing. And I had different industries and different, just a collection of all these emails that I was sending out. And a very painful decision I made was, let's just delete the list and start over. And I did that a few years ago. And it was, I mean, I was shaking when I pushed the button. But I deleted it. I started over. And now I've got a mail list that's really maybe just a little less than 1,000 people on it. But my open rate is consistently over 40% and very often is over 50%. And when you have that kind of engagement on your mail list, that's an indication that you have created it with the proper passion, the proper focus. You don't want to just send an email list out and have 3% open it. You want to make sure that you have a list that is engaged with what you are proposing, what you are promoting, what you are putting forward. You want to make sure that people are with you on the journey.
Yeah, my experience is similar. I had a list of about 2,500, but there were people from all over the place. and I cut it down, and now I've got a list of about just slightly under 500. I don't get the opening rates you are, but I still get about 30% opening it, 20 to 30% opening it, which I think is quite good.
Anything over 10% is a blessing.
Yeah. But you don't need a massive list. You just need a list. Like, I'm going to explain this concept of bottom of funnel soon. How are we doing for time? Let's go one more and then we can go for our mid-break. Like I say, develop some powerful lead magnets, because fundamentally that's the only way you're going to build your email list. And it doesn't have the one of the blessings of AI is it's become a lot simpler to build decent lead magnet PDFs. We have discussed it on this show, some really quite impressive AI tools that are very powerful in building lead PDFs, white papers, that type of documentation. So if you listen to some of the other previous shows, all the links there, and you can go to the WP Tonic website, and there's show notes on all the episodes with all the links. But that is the area where AI clearly makes it easier for people. You know, Canva, I think, has a PDF creator.
Yeah.
But we have discussed some really quite attractive tools in that area, haven't we, Kurt?
We have. There's tons of tools out there, and I think the trick is to find the one that suits you well and also suits your budget, because there's tons of choices, and some are really, really great.
Yeah. I think it's time for us to go for our middle break. We've got a load of other great points to discuss and hopefully help you on your journey in launching and building a successful membership or community-focused website. In 2025 or the beginning of 2026, we will be back in a few moments, folks.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. We've had a feast of knowledge. Well, you got a lot of knowledge from Kurt. I'm not sure. but no, I don't think I've done too bad. I've kept on point, I think. Before we go further, I want to point out a fabulous free resource. That's the Membership Machine Show Facebook group. If any of the questions that come up during this show, you can always join that group. And there's a load of people on there that will help you with your questions. Or you could go to the WP Tonic website and you can book a chat directly with me. And I can consult you initially about anything that's coming up during this episode. You find all the links in the show notes. On we go. It's another one. It's very understandable, but I think with you and me have seen this a lot. Somebody spends an enormous amount of time building out a massive, massive course, you know, tens, 20, 30, 50, 80, 90 lessons plus, spending 6-8 months, a year on it.
Yeah.
Understandable, because I need to provide fantastic value. You need to solve a problem. You need to identify a powerful problem, and your first course doesn't need to be 100 lessons. It should be at that, lot smaller than that, but it really does have a laser focus in solving one or two major problems. What do you reckon, Kurt?
Yeah, I'm trying to put this into terms that make more sense for me. I'm a very direct communicator. And so I struggled for the longest time making stuff that was longer format. And like the first book I published was only 100 pages. The second book was, I think, 120 pages. I'm not as verbose as like a John Maxwell, but I've worked with a ton of clients that have come to me with 100 lessons for an opening course to sell. And that is just not appealing to the average consumer. And so it takes a lot of coaching to get people back on the ground about stuff. In most cases, we end up separating the content into three or four courses and then bundling them together as one membership if they really want to sell everything at once. But this comes down to strategy, folks. I mean, for me, simple is best. Do a minimal viable product, sample something simple, and then in the back of your mind for expansion over time, you can build that really big profile piece that you want to build from a position of self-pride, but you don't need that to launch.
Yeah. This course is going to, in the end, be a paid lead magnet in its own right.
Yeah.
It's going to be what is called a low price trigger wire, leading to the infamous next course, which will be $499. And that $499, you could do very well depending on how you've implemented everything we've discussed, or it can lead to the next level, which is the $197 course. If you're new to this and you've got no track record, unless you've got a massive audience for some reason, because you've been in television, radio, you're not going to sell $1,997 course. But if you build your first course at a lower price, you know, a much lower price level, you're using it to build up your email list and your relationship for these people for the next course. And that is what you should be doing with this first course. And that's why you shouldn't be building War and Peace, as I call it. Market to social media and email lists with a simple, clear and powerful early bird offer. Well, if you've done the lead magnets to help you build up your email list, this is where you're going to get the benefit, because then you can then market your early bird offer, and if you've done it, you're going to get a successful initial launch. If you haven't done any of the things that we've outlined in the first half of the show and this second half, you're going to have problems. What do you reckon, Kurt?
Well, I want to agree and expand. When it comes to this social media and email list stuff, simple and clear is really cool, but you want to try a couple of versions. You want to have an A version and a B version, and you want to sample some things. So maybe you separate your mail list into two sections, and you send one section gets version A, the second section gets version B. You do some A-B testing and see what gets you the best results, and then you kind of fine-tune what those ads, that ad copied content and imagery looks like, that speaks to your audience best. This is the time to really start, you know, doubling down and figuring out what is the branding behind your package. Like, you know, is it logo? Is it color selection? Is it font selection? Is it the way the videos look? But that's all part of branding. And this is the time where that's really going to start to solidify for you if you pay attention properly.
And I want to make it clear, some people disagree with me. I think you should do this before you even made the course, because you're not making War and Peace. If you are listening to anything we're saying to you, you're making a course that gives them a result, but it isn't War and Peace. So you need to offer the early, you know, I propose to launch this course. It will be about this. It will be coming up, whatever the verbiage. I'm offering this early bird offer. And see if your research through talking to influencers, by listening to what people are saying on the forums and the Facebook groups, have you identified a hook, a real problem? The early bird will identify very quickly, have you been successful? If you're not, you just need to change the verbiage and relaunch again after, and then see if you get a response, then build the course. What do you reckon?
I agree 100%. I don't have much to expand on that, Jonathan, at all. It's simple, easy, short, consumable. And remember that once you sell to these people, if you do it right, you have the opportunity to sell them, to upsell them again. So don't think it's a one and done proposition, right? The idea is to sell to them, build.
Well, the whole point is to low price initial.
Exactly.
You know, they will, as long as you keep, they get value from it. You are then building relationships with these people where they will talk about you. When you got your next course, they will buy it. You can offer them a discount, another early bird. They will share it. This is how you get the ball rolling, folks. Right. Be honest with yourself. Are you prepared to do some things that you're not totally comfortable with? You are going to have to try and talk to influencers. You are going to have to go online and talk to people. You are going to have. But on the other hand, I'm not saying that you're going to have to run a 100-mile marathon and, you know, half kill yourself or work 100 hours. I'm not saying any of this. I'm just saying, you know, to get this membership initially going and getting, so you do your next course and it's a really successful course that really generates some real money. So you can do a couple of the things that I'm going to discuss pretty soon in this podcast. You've got to get slightly out of your comfort zone. What do you reckon, Kurt?
You got to get way out of your comfort zone. I talk to a lot of folks. I do. And it's amazing because a lot of people have what they believe is a great idea. And in some cases, it really is a great idea. But they really operate from this position of, I'm going to build it in secret. I'm going to build it to completion. I'm going to launch it and release it. And, you know, then I'm going to be able to quit my job and I'm going to be able to stay home and I'm going to, and it's not reality. It's not reality at all. And so what Jonathan is working really, really hard to try and lay out here, folks, is that, you know, you've got to go through these steps, build the audience, work on the mail list, you know, come out with a minimal viable product, start to think about the branding. And then he says, we're going to talk about top of funnel and bottom of funnel pretty soon.
Yeah. But don't, it's totally manageable. This is why you don't want to spend a ton of time on building War and Peace course, because that just sucks up a ton of time and people are so exhausted that they've got no energy to do all the things that we've outlined.
Well, and the other thing on top of the War and Peace comment is you don't have to have something that is completely customized and bespoke and special to just you. If you're building a membership or a learning website, using these products out of the box and getting something that is functional for your people to use is your priority, not trying to come up with some whiz-bang new invention of the wheel on the
internet. Well, the two that I love,
yeah.
When it comes to WordPress, it's Lifter LMS because it's got the inbuilt subscription engine, they've got a free version and you just have to pay $150. And you can take Stripe. And then the other one in the SaaS world is Podia, but you've got to pay that 5% extra transition that you don't do if you use Lifter. And Lifter, I think both, if you're not going to use WordPress, I would look at Podio. If I was using WordPress, and I think that's an excellent idea, I would use Lifter LMS with Cadence. It's just, which is your website builder. And you can be up and running pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And with Cadence, with what we offer some nice landing pages, blah, blah, blah. What is your content marketing strategy? That's basically articles, but it's much more now. It is about video with AI, with Google AI overviews, top of funnel stuff. You're going to be hitting AI overviews quite hard. I'm seeing it with my own marketing because I produce a lot of content. I'm come to the conclusion I'm going to have to adapt my own content marketing strategy to be more at bottom of the funnel. I've been kind of thinking a lot about it. What is top of funnel? I keep talking top or bottom. Well, top is there's a thing called the five stages of awareness. That's and if you're, it comes a lot of this concepts from the world of bootstrap startups, but it totally applies to courses and e-learning. Top of the funnel can be something you really want to avoid. That's a whole load of people that don't even know they've got a problem or they're looking for something, and you're going to educate them. Well, you haven't got the budget, you haven't got the time, and that's the route to bankruptcy. So we can get that one out the way. So you don't want to be in the education area. I know that's a contradictory statement because we're talking about e-learning, but if there's no awareness about or no clear sign of need for your course, I think you've got a bit of a problem. Now, sorry.
No, it's to be like super, super clear, you want your audience to recognize they have a need as you release your product, which is the solution. If you have to take the time to inform them that they have a need, chances are your path to growth is going to be long, slow, very frustrating and difficult. And I speak that through experience. I've been through that. It took me 5 years to get some traction with a project of mine. It's a passion project, and I don't really regret having made it. But I came out with my project. I call it early to market. I put my product out, my training product out, long before the prospective clients knew they had the problem. And that took me a long time to build up clients that would swipe a credit card and pay for it.
Yeah. So there's different stages of awareness, and like the top one, you're educating, so you want to avoid that. Then they're looking, they are aware they've got a problem, but they're just doing general research, right?
Yeah.
And then the third and fourth, they know some of the products, some of the courses, they're looking for a course, looking for an expert, they're looking for answers to their problems. They're looking on YouTube, but people, if they've got a real problem, and they probably will buy a course that can offer a quick solution and hold their hand. So you want to be, and then finally, they are looking for a course. They are looking for a solution, you know, where in the bootstrap world, startup world, they're looking for, they've decided they're looking at one, two, or three actual SaaS products to solve their problem. Well, they could be looking at one or two or three courses or consultation people that they're looking for e-learning around their particular problem, and they're looking to find the solution that offers a solution to them, basically. So I think there's a lot of overlap between the bootstrap startup world and e-learning and courses. What do you reckon about this, Kurt?
Can you phrase that last part again? Because you lost me on the last sentence.
Yeah, it's about that they have almost made their mind up that they're going to buy a course or buy something that's going to assist them. So they're looking at real solutions. They got close to getting the credit card out to actually buy.
There's someone that we both admire in the space. That's Chris Badgett. When I listen to Chris Badgett talk in these terms, he keeps referring to product market fit. Basically, where you've put yourself in the position through marketing, through social engagement, through community engagement, whatever, you've put yourself in the position where the customer is actually trying to pull the product out of you. Like, you're not making a product and forcing it on people. There's a group of people looking to you as an expert and trying to pull the product out of you. And when you can get to that point, then you know you've really hammered the messaging and you've got something that you could build, launch, and become profitable with.
And that's one of the things, because having some nice statements from some influencers, they might not have bought the product, or you might have shown them and they're saying, well, this looks a really great solution, you know, and you can put that on your landing page and that can help enormously.
Yeah.
But last thing, paid advertisement. Now, if you've done your initial launch and it's been successful, you can then look at and you got traction, you got your first group of students, you've got your feedback, you've interviewed some of them, you've got some good reviews. You can then look at your next course, which will then be your money maker. If you got the money then to invest, you can accelerate the process by paid advertising. Or if you haven't got the budget, and be truthful, you've got to be looking between $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 here, folks, because you're going to be looking at Google paid advertisement or Facebook. We can help you with this. I've got access to experts that work with WP Tonic, and we can help you with the whole process. I wouldn't advise anybody, unless they've got a big audience at the start of this journey, but I wouldn't deny using paid advertisement, because if you want to accelerate the process, it will do the job. But I would not advise anybody unless they've done their first course, and then you can look at paid advertising. But we do have people that approach us because they've got audience and they've got the money to invest and they want to accelerate the whole process. What do you reckon, Kurt?
Well, you're hitting so many elements that need to be in place for this. Paid advertising is one of the things that I'm really cautious about with my internal clients, because a lot of people go to paid advertising too early and they don't see the benefit from it. And there's all these experts in the periphery talking about all you got to do is, you know, make these ads and, you know, you put in $10 and you get $15 back. Why wouldn't you do it? And that's not the way that it really works. And so
It's very unlikely that you're going to be able to, unless you've got the audience there. And I would still do I would still go through this, but you can do it. You can pay us to do all this, get all this set up for you, so the whole process is accelerated. But I would still go through this process, and then I would look at the $499, $497 course, because reality is, depending on which industry, which sector you're using paid advertisement in, the days where you could make a profit on a $49 course or $29 and then advertise on Facebook, those days are gone. You can probably, if you go with some of our partners, you probably break even and you're utilizing it as not losing money, but in getting people to buy that so that you can get their email address, their name, so you can market to them. It's only, you can probably only afford real, when you're around the $497 and more expensive courses, where you're gonna, but you need either us and our Facebook experts to help out. I totally agree with you. If you have no previous audience and you're not going through this process and you just think you can just jump into Facebook, I don't really see that working for you.
No, I mean, and the flip side of that is if you don't have that, right? If you don't have the, if you don't have the foundation of everything that we've talked about already, and you're like, I'm just going to jump to paid ads. That's where Jonathan was saying you need to have a budget of $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. I mean, you need to really be able to go after it. If you only have a $500 budget and you have no pre-existing audience or energy in your project, you've just lit $500 on fire. So you got to be really careful about how you make those decisions.
Yeah. But on the other hand, it will accelerate the process.
Yeah.
This is timing, folks. But if you've got a reasonable audience and you've got the budget, we can set the whole website landing page, help you with the copy, plus do the Facebook advertisement for you. But you've got to be at a certain stage for that to be really worth that investment. But on the other hand, when you compare it, if you try to start any other business or anything now, you can blow through 20,000 really quickly on any kind of physical unit or van or burger van or anything. You can splash out 30 grand really quickly, can't you, Kurt?
Yeah, I see it in the speaker, author, coach arenas a lot, where someone will pay to be a speaker at an event. Typically, speakers get paid, right? And so if you author a book and someone says, for $1,000, we can give you the stage for 20 minutes to present to this audience. That is a really bad idea, right? It's like if you're trying to promote your course or your website or whatever from the speaker, author, coach perspective of paying to get an audience, that is a really hard road to go. You're much better doing the grassroots thing that we discussed earlier in this show and then getting to a space where you have some energy in your project and then maybe implementing some paid ads.
Yeah. Right, we're going to wrap it up now, folks. If you have found this useful and you're listening on iTunes or Spotify and you're on your phone, you can leave us a review really quickly. Both Spotify and iTunes, the apps, make it really easy to leave reviews. That really helps me and Kirk. It promotes the show to a whole load of new people, and that we would be really appreciative if you could leave a review. So, Kirk, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to?
Well, for business, it's Mañana No Más. Anything Mañana No Más. So X, Mañana No Más. Facebook, Mañana No Más. MañanaNoMás.com. If it's personal, it would be on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn almost every day.
That's fantastic. And like I say, we will be back next week with either a real WordPress focus or a marketing information. We cover a lot, not only WordPress, but the marketing, SaaS. We look at it all to hopefully make you more successful in 2025 and the new year. We will be back soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.